From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has urged Indonesian Muslims to unite and help strengthen the national economy at the family and community level to bring Indonesia on par with other major global economies. This was affirmed by Vice President Ma'ruf Amin while delivering a sermon after the Congregational Friday prayer at Al Mujahideen Mosque within the Central Sulawesi Governor's Office Complex in Palu City on Friday. Escorted by Antara, he also said that Muslims must perform not only religious rituals, but also their duty to boost their household's economic condition and livelihoods in their community. Minister and head of the Investment Coordinating Board PKPM, Bahlil Lahadalia, has assured that the ban on coal exports will not bring about a significant impact on Indonesia's investment climate. Escorted by Antara, Minister Bahlil, after a press conference on Friday, said that the policy to ban coal export is adopted to fulfill the domestic market obligation DMO for coal. These efforts will affect the flow of electricity across Indonesia. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises SOEs Erick Thohir has said that his side will develop the productions of herbal medicines to minimize medicine imports. As quoted by Antara, Minister Erick noted on Friday that the SOEs will support the development of the herbal sector. Indonesian herbal medicines are very strong, but they have never been developed, because the government likes to import medicine. He also said Indonesia has great potentials in the herbal industry, given the fertile soil, water, and abundant sunlight. An advisor to the Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises MSEs Minister for Productivity and Competitiveness, Julius, affirmed that his group will encourage more SMEs to become export-ready in 2022. As reported by Antara, he noted during the Digital Export Summit 2022 online event on Friday that through collaboration and synergy with all stakeholders, the export contribution of MSMEs, micro, small, medium enterprises is expected to increase. The efforts made by the ministry to encourage more SMEs to become export-ready encompass facilitating export support certificates for SMEs and organizing an export school and export training for SMEs. Let's move on to the international news. China reported 159 confirmed coronavirus cases for January 7, down from 174 a day earlier, its health authorities said on Saturday. As reported by Reuters.com, of the new infections, 95 were locally transmitted, according to a statement by National Health Commission from 116 a day earlier. Most of the new local cases were in Henan and Shanxi provinces. China reported 52 new asymptomatic cases, which it classified separately from confirmed cases, compared with 45 a day earlier. There were no new fatalities, leaving the death toll unchanged at 4,636. Mainland China had 103,454 confirmed cases as of January 7. Mexico officials' COVID-19 death toll breached the 300,000 mark on Friday as the number of new cases jumped, figures published by the health ministry showed. As reported by Reuters.com, the data showed Mexico registered 28,023 new COVID-19 cases and 168 additional deaths, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to 4,083,118 and the death toll to 301. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has questioned Kazakhstan's decision to seek Russian military aid to deal with an ongoing wave of violent unrest. As reported by BBC.com, dozens of people have been killed in protests triggered by a rise in fuel prices, but Blinken said the U.S. believes that Kazakh's government can deal with the protests itself. He told reporters that it was unclear why deployment was happening. The first of about 2,500 Russian-led troops have arrived in Kazakhstan. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. First news comes from Bali. Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali served more than 400,000 passengers during the Christmas 2021 and New Year 2022. Based on data for the period 17 December 2021 to January 4, 2022, there was an increase in the number of domestic passengers arriving and departing by around 56.5% compared to the same period the previous year. General Manager of PT Angkasa Pura 1 International Airport Igusti Ngurah Rai Bali, Heri Aye Sikado, said in Badung Regency on Thursday that this increase is the result of cooperation and synergy from the entire community of the airport. He is optimistic that the level of visits in 2022 will continue to increase. Next news comes from Cianjur West Java. The district government of Cianjur Regency West Java opens opportunity for 10,000 single mothers in Cianjur to develop various businesses. The aim of this program is that single mothers can still finance their lives, especially providing proper education for their children. This was affirmed by Regent of Cianjur Herman Suherman after attending a talk show on Thursday. He also remarked that the single mothers will be empowered so that the family's economic needs can be met through training and providing business capital assistance. After receiving the training, they are expected to become new entrepreneurs and produce superior products, so they don't fall into negative activities or choose to become migrant workers abroad. The district government will also prepare a market for micro, small, medium enterprises starting from the local market to the national market. Last news comes from Garut, West Java. Governor of West Java, M. Ridwan Kamil, visited a leather industries development service unit managed by the West Java Industry and Trade Service in Sukaregang, Garut Regency. On that occasion, he asked leather industry players in Garut Regency to level up in a bid to attract a wider market. In his official statement on Friday, he said that industry players must start using information technology as a marketing tool. He also explained that with the help of digitalization of marketing technique, they can move the wheels of the economy, which was sluggish due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event of January 8, 1912. The African National Congress Party was founded. The African National Congress, or ANC Party, was an African political party which had center-left-south political principle founded on 8 January 1912 in Bloemfontein. The party aimed at protecting the rights of the black majority. The ANC was the only party that had ruled South Africa since 1994. The support for his party was reduced in 1999 elections, but the party regained support in the next election in 2004. We turn to next event on January 8, 1983, the birthday of Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un is the supreme leader of Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or better known as North Korea. He is the son of Kim Jong-il and the grandson of Kim Il-sung. Both are supreme leaders of North Korea. Kim Jong-un was born on January 8, 1983. Kim Jong-un was officially declared the supreme leader of North Korea after the state funeral of his father Kim Jong-il on December 28, 2011. We end today in history with the event of January 8, 1996, the operation of freeing hostages in Mapenduma, Papua. The Mapenduma Hostage Release Operation is an Indonesian military operation to free researchers from the Lawrence Expedition 95 who were held hostage by the Free Papua Organization in Mapenduma in Iren Jaya province, which is now well known as Papua. This operation mostly came from members of Indonesian Army Special Force, or Kopassus. This operation started on 8 January 1996 since the hostage incident was reportedly led by the Commander General of Kopassus, Brigadier General Prabowo Subianto. This operation ended on May 9, 1996 after the Kopassus raid on the OPM headquarters in Geselama village, Mimika. During the raid, two of the 11 hostages were found dead. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جان شوي بي تاي كو جاو يفان شي سين سين غوان جوان بيندو في يان دا چوان بو. ودا كو جاو باو هو ني. ودا كو جاو باو هو.
evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Ku menanti banyak cinta datang dan pergi, tapi tak pernah aku senyaman ini. Mungkin dirimulah cinta sejati, tak akan ku ragu lagi. Ku jaga sampai ke ujung nadi, takkan ku sia-siakan lagi. Buat hidupku lebih berarti, cintamu senyaman mentari pagi, seperti pelangi selalu ku nanti. Cintamu tak akan pernah terganti, selamanya di hati. Aku bahagia milikimu seutuhnya. Tak akan ku ragu lagi, jaga sampai ke ujung nadi, takkan ku sia-siakan lagi. Buat hidupku lebih berarti, cintamu senyaman mentari pagi, seperti pelangi selalu ku nanti. Cintamu tak akan pernah terganti, selamanya di hati. Aku bahagia milikimu seutuhnya. Takkan ku sia-siakan lagi, buat hidupku lebih berarti. Cintamu tak akan pernah.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government has revoked thousands of business permits in the mining, forestry and plantation sector because they were not in accordance with their original proposals. President Joko Widodo announced it at the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java via the Presidential Secretariat YouTube channel on Thursday. He revealed that he has revoked more than 2,000 permits for mineral and coal mining companies because they have never submitted a work plan and it has not been done for years. He also explained that the government has also revoked 192 forestry sector permits covering an area of more than 3 million hectares. These permits were revoked due to inactivity, not making a work plan, and being neglected. Cultivation rights for plantation covering an area of more than 34,000 hectares belonging to 36 legal entities have also been revoked due to neglect. President Joko Widodo further said that abandonment of land causes the use of natural resources to improve people's welfare taken to hostage. He emphasized that mining, forestry permits, and state land use continue to be evaluated thoroughly. The permits that are not executed, unproductive, transferred to other parties, and those that are not in accordance with the proposals and regulations are revoked. According to the president, improvement and control of business licenses are an integral part of improving the governance of mining, forestry permits, and other permits. He added that the government continued to make improvement by providing transparent and accountable business license facilities. But the permits that are misused will definitely be revoked. The president added that the government continues to improve natural resource management so that there are equality, transparency, and fairness to correct inequality, injustice, and natural damage. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo explained that Indonesia is open to credible investors who have good track record and reputation and who are come to contributing to the welfare of the people and preserving nature.
Semoga ada yang menerangi sisi gelap ini, menanti seperti pelangi setia menunggu hujan reda. We'll be right back.
Sarawak Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, West Sumatra is one of the provinces in Indonesia that has beautiful beaches. In addition, West Sumatra has a variety of unique regional specialties. One of the culinary specialties in the Pariaman City area is nasi sala or sala rice. Nasi sala is fried fish with flour served with rice and sambal. The word sala is defined as fried. The characteristic of the fried food called sala is that the flour dough is wrapped in fish meat. The sala is tasty because it uses rice flour and some sliced turmeric leaves in it. This makes the taste even more delicious, especially when eaten with sambal lado tanak or red chili sambal made from ground red chilies. Then it is cooked. According to the history, in the past on the Pariaman coast, nasi sala was a lunch dish for fishermen to take with them every day to catch fish. Sala is usually served with rice, which is wrapped in banana leaves with the size of a fish, made in a small and unique shape called nasi sack, whose aroma is distinctive. The nasi sala consists of two versions. The first version uses whole fish. The fish used is mackerel. In Pariaman City, it is called gembulo fish. Usually, this type of fish is more often used as a side dish eaten with rice. Another version is that the fish meat has been crushed and it is stirred with a flour mixture that has been aided with spices, then formed into balls like meatballs. Then it is fried. Usually, this is for snacks. To eliminate the curiosity of nasi sala, if you visit West Sumatra Pariaman, spend your time to taste nasi sala. That is more plentiful and easy to find, especially at places to eat along the coast of Gandoria. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sedih pun tak ada.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Due to its less environmentally friendly nature, plastic used for packaging of daily products is now starting being avoided. Even so, the plastic substitute products that are currently widely used are still not as efficient as similar products made of plastic. Various efforts related to the development of environmentally friendly plastics are now urgently needed. One of them is what is being carried out by acting head of the Technical Science Research Organization, ORIPT, of the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, Professor Agus Haryono. He explained his research on the use and development of polymer materials based on renewable and environmentally friendly natural resources to be applied as raw materials for the polymer industry, which has been the raw material for conventional plastics. So far, we've all known that palm oil and its derivatives can be used as ingredients for cosmetics, engine fuels, and they can be processed in the kitchen. However, based on the results of the latest research and innovations, palm oil can be processed into environmentally friendly polymer raw materials and can replace chemical polymer materials that are not environmentally friendly. Professor Agus has developed an ester compound as a non-toxic bioplasticizer from palm oil through an esterification process. In addition, the waste from palm oil empty fruit bunches can also be used as raw material for biocomposites, environmentally friendly packaging, and as raw material for environmentally friendly coatings. Professor Agus Haryono further explained that innovation of environmentally friendly bioplasticizers will help the downstream palm oil industry. Palm oil derived plasticizers have several advantages, such as non-toxic, environmentally friendly, biodegradable, heat-resistant, light stability, and renewable. If research continues, it is not impossible that environmentally friendly plastic products that are currently urgently needed can be realized sooner. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Feels like a blank slate. Kembali dari nol. Pertobatan metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu tergundul di hujan peluru, bertubi-tubi rasa salah dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa, ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa-resah segala badai ombak hidup lalu rendah. Let's go. Cause I can start over. That's why I'm grateful. Yeah. Grace overwhelming. My God is able to transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. Yes.
Mampu berikan asa.
Biarlah atasku kau berkuasa.
Engkau yang ku puja.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present to you a keroncong song entitled Bunga Sakura to be sung by Sundari Sukoco. The song Bunga Sakura tells the beauty of the flower
which can grow in mountainous areas as well as in urban areas. This flower is from Japan. Sakura actually grow not only in Japan, but also in other parts of the world, such as Australia, Europe, America, and Asia, including in Indonesia. Well, listener, here is Sundari Sukoco with the keroncong song entitled Bunga Sakura. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
Berkilauan seombak mengalir ke pantai senda gurau. Dirasa gitar berbunyi riang gembira jauh malam dari petang beribu bintang.
Of Indonesia.
Janji lupa dengan janjimu. Kau pergi tak kembali. Kau lupa
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.